Thoughts on Mark. Mark chapter 14, verse 37. They failed him. They failed him. What am I talking about? I'm talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, of course, and how he'd asked his disciples to watch with him, to wait with him, while he went and prayed. But we read in verse 37, then he returned to his disciples. And what did he find? Them watching and waiting and listening, anxious for him. He returned to his disciples and found them sleeping. Mark chapter 14, verse 37. I'm still carrying that mirror, though. You remember I've talked about the mirror? I'm still having to look into that mirror. Because although I see these men failing, and though I can criticize them, and though I, as a preacher, will do so, I'm really saying things about myself. Have I failed Christ? Have I let him down? Have I proved a broken reed? Have I proved a feeble friend? They failed him. He had commanded them. He'd asked them. He'd wanted them to watch with him. He was a real man. While he prayed, he wanted their support. And because of his extreme grief and sadness and the sense of wretchedness that is coming upon him, the appalling conditions he was going to go through, because of these things, he wanted their support. He wanted them to keep awake. He wanted them to arouse themselves to make the effort to watch with him. I know it was past midnight, and I know it was a long day that they'd had, and I know it was full of many things. We go back to, I think, to verse 12, and we can see it's been a very long day, and many, many things had happened. And they, of course, we know from Luke 22 and verse 45, they were full of sorrow, and this drove them to tears too, and this drove them to sleep. Well, it made them sleep, or did they let themselves fall asleep? Christ had asked them, Christ had commanded them, Christ had invited them, Christ had wanted them to keep awake. But, verse 37, when he got back to them, they found him asleep. Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Could you not keep watch for 1 hour? They had failed him. He had been in agony, in torment, in prayer, and they were drifting off to sleep. My friend, is this me? Is this you? Brother and sister in Christ, are we drifting? Are we without that sense of being with Christ and wanting to watch with him? Are we so sleepy, so poor, so weak in our profession and our maintenance of Christ and our standing with Christ? We're not exactly backsliders. We're not exactly apostate. We're just drifting, sleepy, forgetful, letting things go. Let us learn from these disciples. Praise God for the honesty of Scripture that is recorded for us. Remember, Peter has told Mark these things. So he told Mark, the Lord had to say to me, Simon, he said to Peter, are you asleep? Could you not watch 1 hour? Warts and all, Peter wanted it down. And it is warts and all. We're not talking about cardboard men and women. We're talking about real characters. And they failed Christ. I'm glad I preach for a Christ of whom I can say he never fails his people. He set his face as a flint to Jerusalem. He not only suffered in the garden, he went to Calvary and there suffered. And he came into the world to do the will of his Father. And as John's Gospel keeps saying, and as Hebrews says, Hebrews chapter 10, I have come to do thy will, O God, and do it he did. Finish it, complete it, tetelestai, it is accomplished. John 19:30. Praise God for our Redeemer. However weak, however feeble, however poor we are, brother and sister, Christ maintains and upholds and sustains his will to please his Father and accomplish our redemption. O unbeliever, will you not be moved by such arguments to flee to the Lord Jesus Christ and know him? He who is unchanging, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. All may change, but Jesus never. Glory to his name.